early evening. So get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. It will instantly alert you to a watch and warning for your location because it knows where you are. Stay weather aware from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
President Trump's top ally is Republican Bradley Byrne.
Work hard, right wrongs, fear God. Those were our values growing up here, and I've always fought for them. When Alabama's two-year colleges were full of corrupt politicians, I drained the swamp and helped put politicians of both parties in jail.
Bradley Byrne supports President Trump 97% of the time. He's Alabama's number one pro-Trump fighter.
Whether it's building the wall, banning abortion, or confronting Adam Schiff on the impeachment conspiracy to remove President Trump and undo the 2016 election, I'm a proven fighter for the president, and I will never allow the radical left to remove him from office. I'm running for Senate because I've spent my life righting wrongs, and Washington is next.
A man of God, a pro-Trump Republican, Bradley Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Cryer.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Lou Cryer's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Lou Cryer. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbylouquire.com today. That's acbylouquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Cryer.
License number 84417.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. And before we get back to the poll, Jack, allow me to share with you what I told you about this last night. And this was... You know, there are silly moments on occasion. I like non-teleprompter Donald Trump because you never know what he's going to say. And this is what he said when asked about NATO having a new mission maybe to look at the Middle East. Just listen.
It's funny.
Mr. President, you said yesterday you want NATO to do more. Could you be a little more private?
I did. I spoke. Right. I spoke to...
Indication from them that they...
Yeah, I spoke to him yesterday. I spoke to Secretary General yesterday, and we had a great conversation. He was very, I think he was actually excited by it. And I actually had a name, NATO, right? And then you have ME, Middle East. You'll call it NATOME. I said, what a beautiful name, NATOME. I'm good at names, right? USMCA, like the song, YMCA. Everybody, nobody could remember USMCA. I said, think of the song, YMCA. Now everybody says it. They don't remember the previous name of a bad deal, okay? Commonly known as NAFTA.
That's part of the guy's appeal. Oh, man. He's like a stand-up comic. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to Noon. I'm Joey Clark.
Jack Campbell. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
We have Frisco Riverstone on the phones.
The phones. Frisco the intern.
And we have our observer slash visitor, David Montgomery from the Washington Post. I've gotten to know him over the last few weeks by phone, so I'm happy I got to meet him in person. And he's going to write a... Is it going to be in the magazine? He writes for their magazine, and it's going to be an article about the U.S. Senate race in Alabama on the Republican side. So be looking for it. Do you know when it'll come out?
Late February before
the primary.
Okay. 272-9228, because of this, we're taking this informal poll.
Right.
Who do you like in the Republican primary for U.S. Senate? 272-9228, and let's go to the phones and talk to David. David, welcome to News and Views.
Man, I appreciate y'all having me on.
We appreciate you. Who do you like?
I like Bradley Byrne.
Okay.
The reason for that is, take yesterday, for example. Big job announcement down in Mobile. That's what I think the state needs. Somebody who's willing to go in, find industry, and help industry out.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call.
My pleasure. Y'all have a great day. Go,
Bradley.
You too.
Let's go back to the phones. Talk to Samantha. Samantha, welcome to the program.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I tell you what, I was voting for Tommy until I heard him talking about the president. He's been criticizing Trump for veterans and also farmers. And I think all of us know that the president has done
now,
more.
Now, what did he say?
When was this?
He was saying that the president hasn't done enough for veterans or farmers in Alabama.
Okay. You heard him say that?
It was in an article. He said that he put a noose around farmers' neck.
Okay.
And so I just think you can't trust the support for the president. I think Bradley's shown that you can. And so I guess I'm just going to be voting for Bradley Byrne instead of Coach.
Okay, thanks, Samantha.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, that's the first I've heard of that silliness.
Yeah, we'll have to check that out, find that article. Let's go to the phones, talk to Joe. Joe, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate being on your show. Joe and Lynn from Northwest Alabama. We're for Tommy because he's for Trump. And Trump's the best thing that ever happened to the United States. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Joe.
Appreciate it. Let's go to... Wait, is this like the... Well, hold on. Is this the ghost of Frank Sinatra?
Blue Eyes. What I'm wondering. Yeah. Blue Eyes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, listen. It's a sad thing that Bradley Byrne has to get his people to call in and give false information and accuse him and Coach Tuberville of things that are absolutely lies. Let me back you up and give you some information on Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne did not straighten up the 2-year college system. It was Stephanie Bell and Betty Peters. Byrne would do nothing. Also, Byrne voted for Obama in 2008 and gave him money. So he's nothing but a rhino. He's done nothing in Congress. He's laid low until this last year where he has decided he's going to run for the Senate. So all of a sudden, he's come out writing more and more articles, getting on TV, doing whatever he can to get his face on there. And he's been an absolute worthless congressman. So when you have to have people call in and get false information for you, that is a sad state of affairs. So that should tell you something about Bradley Byrne. And I doubt seriously that he supported... Well, he didn't. I remember he, Roby, Bentley, and Peter Palmer made serious allegations against the president when he was running 3 years ago. And... they were not going to support him. I remember it precisely. As a matter of fact, I have it on email. So people need to remember that. He is not a Trump supporter. He's only faking it out to get elected to this position. And we do not need a second Romney fighting the president in D.C. Because that's exactly what he intentioned us to do. They would go against the president and do their own thing.
Well, Blue Eyes, we appreciate the call.
Thank you, Blue Eyes.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Steve. Steve, welcome to the program.
Yeah, my name is Steve. I'm from Gunnersville. I went to the GOP meeting down there in Marshall County this week. I went actually voice back into support Jeff Sessions. He sounded kind of just tired. Kind of tired to me. So, I flipped over and I listened to Bradley Byrne speak, and his voice fired up right there. I think I'm going Bradley Byrne.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. 272-9228, that's the number, folks. George. George, welcome to the program.
Gentlemen, I support Jeff Sessions. He's got the experience. He is an insider, and that's not a negative thing. He's been there. He knows the game. He knows the players. He's the right man for the job, like he was before.
Well, that's George. Well, thanks, George. Yeah. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Jack. I hope you and Joey are, too. Y'all are running a good program. I can appreciate it.
Well, thanks a bunch, pal.
Thank you, George.
All right, bye.
Bye. And let's go back to the phones and talk to Ken. Ken, welcome to the program.
Hey, gentlemen. Hey.
How you doing?
I'll be the only caller to call in and say, I really don't know who the hell I'm going to vote for right now.
Well, Ken, we appreciate that honesty.
What leaves you undecided?
I mean, I've got pros and cons for all of them running. The only one I can definitely say is Roy Moore. Just go away. Other than that, I got pros and cons for both, and I'm glad I've got, 2 months to really decide.
Okay, yeah, and it's going to be a heated 2 months, I figure.
Yeah, we're going to try to have the candidates on. We're going to invite all of them, you'll get to hear them in person, and maybe that'll help you make up your mind.
I hope so, because I'm really starting to zero in on all of this.
Okay, well, thanks a bunch, buddy.
Yep.
All right, let's go back to the phone. Let's talk to Urbanite. Urbanite, how are you doing?
Yeah, how are you doing today? I kind of started at Tuberville, but then the angle on the carpetbagger things got me thinking. I'm going to go with Bradley Burns for right now. I think he still needs to be rewarded for fighting. As you got to admit, the man's always fought uphill for Alabama.
Well, Urbanite, I have a question.
Okay.
What is this carpetbagger stuff? I know he has a house in Florida, but he lives in Auburn. And I'm sure he goes back and forth because...
Yeah, but like most politicians around here, you notice he's never really came up to the top of... He's never really surfaced as a community leader or made his name as a community leader in Auburn.
Well, they fired him. Maybe he doesn't want to do that right now.
Well, yeah, but how childish would that be?
Well, I'd be kind of pissed if I was fired and I had a good record.
Well, yeah, but Bradley Burns has a better record. You think about the junior college mess he cleaned up.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I
heard him speak one time about that subject at a banquet, and he did a great job. But, of course, he told the audience what they wanted to hear. But, I mean, he's a good guy. I like Brad.
No, let's put it this way. If Tuberville gets in there, I'm for him. If Bradley Burns gets in there, I'm for him. I mean, either one would get my second vote. So,
okay.
I mean,
okay.
Yeah. All right.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Urbanite. 272-9228. That's the number. Mabel. Hey, Mabel.
Hey. I'm for Tuberville all the way. He just proved that he's going to be the one who's going to stand behind Trump and stand with Trump, where the one who was up there before did not have Trump's back. We want someone who will do that. Plus, I know that he's going to do what he needs to for the state of Alabama. I've seen him. I've heard him. I know he'll keep his promises, and he'll be a great asset for the state and also for our nation.
Mabel, thank you. I have a question.
Okay.
How long have you been Mabel?
All my life.
People, you don't hear that name much anymore. Used to hear it a lot.
I'm Mabel Lynn. I called under earlier and Lynn, then I got cut off. But I'm Mabel Lynn. My aunt's name was Mabel Lee, and my mother named me after her, Mabel Lynn.
I see. Okay.
So that's my real name, I promise.
Okay, well, if you called in with a fake name, I don't care, but... I just don't hear people call Mabel anymore.
Thank you, Mabel Lynn.
Thanks a bunch.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's go back to the phone. Oh, smooth operator. Smooth operator.
Hold on, smooth operator. Let me guess. You are for Jeff Sessions.
How y'all doing?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm good. Jack, I'm still undecided. I believe that all the candidates have unique skill sets in different ways, and I look forward to hearing more from them on what they can do. And as a wise man says, Trump on, and I think it's going to be an interesting race.
All right.
Thank you, Smooth
Thanks,
Operator.
Thanks, pal. We appreciate
that's
it.
That's a smooth
y'all have a good one. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
They don't call him Smooth Operator for nothing.
I know.
He's not tipping his hand.
Yeah, but we know what his real name is.
Oh, I do, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you see him around the Capitol a lot.
We're not going to out anybody.
Well, I'm not going to out him.
Yeah.
He is straight, but
272-9228.
As far as I know.
Let's go to the phones, Dr. Lee. Lee, welcome to the program.
Lee, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are y'all doing?
We're doing well, thanks.
Hey, I just wanted to throw my 2 cents in. I think Tommy Tuberville's the man, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm still for term limits, and the swamp hasn't been drained. And Bradley Byrne is still a career politician, so we need Tommy Tuberville to go up there and give him a shot.
Okay. Well, thank you for your thoughts, Lee.
Thank you, Lee. Let's go to Joe. Joe, welcome to the program.
Hey, guys. I love you forum here. I like this. This is neat. All the radio stations need to do this. Listen, I called in a while ago, and I got to thinking of what the lady said about the military and the ag people. I've talked to Tommy Tuberville. He's with these people 100%. I mean, this is crazy, you know. And I figured out the show a little bit. Y'all had a lot of early Tuberville folks. Well, somebody's got on the phone or somebody's done something. They got Bradley folks calling in, and they got these other folks calling in now. So they're trying to catch up with Tommy, but I just like Coach Tuberville. He's a down-to-earth, real person. I'm like you. I don't know where in the crap they got this carpetbagger stuff. I thought carpetbaggers came from the north to the south. And if that's true, Tommy's going to be a carpetbagger, but he was born in the south. So, you know, he's a ruralite like I am. That other guy was an urbanite. I'm a country knight, I guess.
Right, okay.
Well, we appreciate the call, Joe.
Really appreciate it.
Hey, listen, guys, I really like it. Thank you. But I'm a Tuberville man all the way.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate the call.
You know, Jack, taking all these phone calls is making me hungry.
Yeah, well, then let me tell you what you need to do.
Yeah?
You need to go to the Yellowhammer Restaurant
at
7725 Averett Drive. And you will not be disappointed. Today's meat and three meat. Now, let me say this. Anybody that eats tomorrow at Yellowhammer Restaurant between 6 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., and that's when they stop serving breakfast, will get the second. If you go and buy one meal, you'll get the second one at half price.
That's for tomorrow, Saturday, the 11th.
Uh-huh. 6 to 10:30. Now, today on the menu, the meat and three, of course, they have sandwiches and burgers and salads and wings and things like that. But if you want a meat and three, today's menu features meatloaf, fried fish, chicken and dumplings, rice and gravy, mashed potatoes, fried okra, lima beans, kernel corn. Is there any other kind? I guess cream corn, which I can't stand. Purple hull peas, green bean casserole, and coleslaw. And as always, banana pudding for dessert. So give Yellowhammer Restaurant a shout and go tell them how much you liked it, because you're going to once you eat. And I've been there. I've had their meat and three, and it's great. So anyway, that's 7725 Averett Drive. That's off of Taylor, 0.4 mile south
of Vaughn, yeah.
Of Vaughn, yeah. Yeah.
272-9228. The poll continues. Let's go back to the phones. Talk to Michael. Michael.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Great.
How's it going?
I am voting for Tommy Tuberville because, as the guy said before, he's not a career politician, and I feel like he represents Alabama better than these other people that are running. He hasn't been up there for the combined amount that they have. I mean, they've been up there. They've been in politics for 50 years almost. And as we see, there's nothing being done in our country. Besides what the president's trying to do. And I mean, Jeff Sessions quit on the president, and Bradley Byrne said he only votes for the president 97% of the time, and that other 3% is what we need. And I think Tommy's going to be the man to help Donald use a baseball bat to clear out that swamp. And he's turning the light on and running all the cockroaches out of Washington. And so I don't think we need to send somebody back up there that's been up there. Jeff was there for 20 years, and, I mean, we're not in any better situation now than whenever he was up there, so why should we send him back?
Well, thank you, Michael. We appreciate your thoughts.
Thank you, sir. Let's go back to the phones. Talk to Bill. Bill, welcome to News and Views.
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
You know, I'm great.
I wish people would voice not only who they're for, but the negatives of what has turned them against the other candidates. I'm kind of like the guy a couple of callers ago. I haven't really made my mind up yet. And I know I've got a little bit of time, but I'm kind of leaning toward Tupperville right now because, really, it's the problems with the other candidates that it's kind of I'm leaning toward him because he's the lesser of the evils. You know, Sessions, for the caller that said, you know, he's an insider, he's already been there, he knows the system, all that's true. But he didn't do exactly a great job for Alabama when he was there before. While he did an okay job, he came on this radio station and took some calls, and I called in about some concerns about Social Security and found out that he was not very knowledgeable about how Social Security really works.
Who is this?
Jeff Sessions.
Oh, okay.
So I'm leaning toward Tupperville, not because I think he's the greatest candidate, but because I think he's possibly the best of what's out there.
Okay. Well, appreciate the call.
Bradley Byrne's been pretty much a political professional for quite a few years now.
Mm-hmm.
And while he's done some good things, I think there's some inconsistency on what he has done.
Yeah.
So I would like to see what some other people have to say about the candidates that they're not interested in.
Okay.
And why they're not interested.
Okay.
Y'all have a good day.
You too, Bill.
Appreciate the call.
And then one last call before this break. Let's go to Flower Child.
Flower Child, I knew you would ding us. I just knew it.
Well, I was waiting for you to get to the studio, Jack.
I know. I know you wanted to make a major impact.
Well, get out your crystal ball. Who am I going to vote for?
I believe you're going to cast your ballot for Sessions, Flower Child.
You are correct.
Okay. Well, thank you.
He is a Trump originalist, and what I think is it doesn't matter. It's going to matter on who Trump endorses. Whoever he says he wants to be the senator
mm-hmm.
and campaign for, that's who it's going to be.
All right, let me share a story with our audience. I was at dinner the other night, and a prominent lobbyist who runs a trade association, I won't name him, came over to the table to speak. I've known this person for a long time. And I said, are y'all getting involved in this congressional race? And he said, no, we're not going to. I said, well, y'all don't endorse people in federal races. He said, oh, yeah, we're going to get involved in the Senate race. And I said, oh, okay, who are y'all supporting? He said, Sessions. And I said, well, why is that? What's your rationale? He said, to be honest with you, because Richard Shelby told us to. So, mm-hmm. Anyway, I think that's interesting.
Yeah. And that's what I said. Trump is going to come out and endorse Sessions. It was just a head fake, all that.
I believe I would bet the ranch that he's not, but...
Wait, you have a
ranch? You and I have a $10 bet, Jack. Now,
all right. Remember? Yeah, I know. I don't think he's going to do it.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I do. Bye. Y'all have a lovely day.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Flower Child. Got to hit a break here, folks.
David, Michael on the move. Sit tight, guys.
This hour, News and Views brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage. 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit Alabama Home Mortgage on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender. More News and Views when we come back. Still taking this poll. Who do you like in the U.S. Senate race in the Republican primary? 272-9228. Give us a call.
YMCA.
News.
talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Mr. Sandman. Okay, folks, the new year is here, and I have to close out a great selection of really nice mattresses. The factories are discontinuing many of my most popular models, and I have to liquidate much of my huge inventory fast. Serta, Jameson, Sutherland, and other floor samples in fresh inventory are reduced. Twins, twin longs, fulls, queens, and kings are in stock, as well as beds, headboards, and adjustable bases. We sell frames and all-size foundations to replace those old squeaky ones in your child's room. All my diamond mattress floor samples must be replaced so you can save hundreds. I have many one-of-a-kind king mattresses to liquidate. Serta's from $319, a Jameson latex mat for $599, thick pillow tops from $449 while supplies last. Mr. Sandman has been voted the area's favorite mattress store for 20 years because we have great mattresses, always discounted, and more choices in stock. We have two locations on the Atlanta Highway with different selections, so shop both sides open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise. On. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in. I'm Joey Clark.
Jack Campbell.
You know the song, Jack?
I have no idea what this song is.
You don't know Gil Scott Heron?
Hell
Lady
no.
Day and John Coltrane?
I know that name.
Yeah. It's just a classic, classic R&B. Kind of a precursor to hip-hop, rap. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Okay, Dan.
272-9228 if y'all want to get in on our poll. I'm doing a little informal anecdotal poll about the Republican primary for U.S. Senate. And Michael on the move. Welcome. Welcome to the program.
Hey, well, thank you, guys. I'll give you the order that I'd pick those in. And by the way, I'm picking this, and I'm not really an Auburn fan, but it'd be Tuberville 1, Byrne 2, and then Sessions 3. And here's my reasons why. Tuberville had a chance to be with him as he was making the announcement. We were at a charity event together for the Boys and Girls Youth Branches of Alabama, and had a chance to be around him on the golf course for a while, and this is right before he made his decision. He was letting us know he was going to do it. And he's just such a down-to-earth man. And he really, in his heart, believes he can help Alabama. And in his heart and soul, he will represent Donald Trump positively 100% of the time. That's a big deal. Bradley Byrne, I think he's a good guy. He's in a great position in Washington. Why give that up and the seniority that he's already built and where he is to go somewhere else?
In his defense, I don't think he would have run if he had known that Sessions was going to run.
Yes.
You're exactly right. And that's my next one, why I'm not for Sessions. Number one is he's letting everybody know he's not going to run. So we get people in, going around the state, raising money and doing things, and all of a sudden he throws his hat in. Now we got Senator Shelby that's saying he's going to support him, so there goes the money towards Sessions. But when Sessions announced, he couldn't even have the decency to come back to Alabama to announce here in Montgomery, Alabama, that he is running. Come back where you live and announce that you're going to run and spend some time here and not be a full-time Washington person. And that's my reason.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to Kendall. Kendall, welcome to News and Views.
Yes.
Who do you like?
My pick would be Tommy Tuberville.
Okay, Kendall.
So why would that be your pick?
Because of his Christian conservative values, and he is going to be a voice of the people, not of the establishment, and not of special interest.
Okay. Well, we appreciate that.
Likes his outsider status, his values, independence. Appreciate the call, Kendall.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And John, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are y'all?
How's it going?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm supporting Bradley. Bradley, yeah, he's a strong ally of the president. Tuberville, I can't support Tuberville after he, you know, really blamed veteran suicides on the president. And I can't support Sessions after he left the president out to dry on, you know, such a big, you know, like the Russian investigation, such a big, you know, monumental event like that, that has really, you know, transformed what we're going through as a country right now. So, you know, Bradley is the only person with a proven record in this race that honestly will represent Alabama.
Okay. Well, thank you, John. We appreciate it.
Thank you all.
Thank you. 272-9228, that's the number you need to call to get in on our informal poll here. This part of the program brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. They're located in downtown Montgomery, 38 East Jefferson Street, downtown Montgomery, about 2-3 blocks from the alley station, little water tower down there. If you work downtown, folks, great place to go get your car, truck, or SUV service, because Jenkins Tire and Automotive, well, all their technicians are ASE certified. They've been serving the community and also have great relationships with other commercial entities. So they service a lot of fleets and specialty vehicles. That means they have state-of-the-art equipment that is great for your everyday car, truck, or SUV. And even if you don't work downtown, say you live on the east side of Montgomery, they have a courtesy vehicle that'll take you to and from work while your vehicle is being serviced. I'm thinking Jenkins because I personally love, absolutely love their monthly checklist program. Take your vehicle in once a month. They make sure it's operating smoothly and efficiently. And then they also teach you a little owner maintenance along the way. I think the trick about this is not only making sure your vehicle is running well, it gives you that extra peace of mind. So you don't have to be anxious when you have a last second long drive, these sorts of things. Jenkins Tire and Automotive, great local tire and automotive service center. Check them out today. You can make an appointment by calling them at 265-0792, 265-0792, or visit them on the web. You can make an appointment there, too. JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. And before we get back to the phones here, before I forget, because folks are out on their land, especially around hunting season, if you have an outdoor vehicle, like a four-wheeler, a side-by-side, a tractor, you don't want to have to lug those things into town. So Jenkins Tire and Automotive has a service truck that will visit you on location to service that outdoor vehicle. Great work they're doing there. JenkinsTireAndAuto.com, 265-0792. Thanking again to Jenkins Tire and Automotive being a sponsor here of News and Views. Be sure to tell them News and Views sent you. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Brenda. Brenda, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Who do you like in this race?
Absolutely Bradley Byrne. Head and shoulders above any of the other candidates.
Now, let me ask, did you get into this liking Bradley, or has your mind changed over the last, you know, few past months?
No, I got into it liking Bradley. I liked him when he ran for governor, and that debacle of a mess that was created by Paul Hubbard and the AEA. And Bradley was there. Although he would never be a victim, was the target of hatred by the AEA because he did what he said he would do, and he cleaned up corruption, the worst kind of corruption in the state. And, you know, and that was a travesty that he wasn't our governor. You see what we got. See what we got from that. And the AEA that year, in fact, saw to it that they determined the candidate for both parties. Ron Sparks was certainly not the best Democrat, but Arturo Davis would have been 1,000 times better. And we know how Bentley turned out. So that's when I first started really following Bradley Byrne and watching him in Congress. He is a man with the most incredible intellect, energy, knowledge. The only person that I have ever seen in politics that could step into the White House today. I believe he is that qualified, ethical, moral, and everything else that we're looking for in a senator. And he's head and shoulders above the rest of the crowd.
Well, okay. Well, Brenda, thanks a bunch.
High praise for Congressman Bradley Byrne. Thank you, Brenda. 272-9228. Let's go to Ralph. Ralph, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I ain't going to vote for Sessions for one reason. Shelby supports him, and he's an insider, and that means Sessions is an insider, so I'm going with Tuberville.
Okay, Ralph. Well, thanks for your giving us your views.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Barbara.
Hey, Joey.
Hey, Barbara.
This is Barbara. War Eagle, by the way.
War Eagle.
I am for Tommy Tuberville. He doesn't need the money, and he's not a politician. I don't have a problem with Bradley Byrne. I think he's a good man. And Jeff Sessions, I had the utmost faith and trust in him. I still am not sure he's a bad guy, but... His age has got a lot to do with it. So I'm for Tuberville, and I'm much afraid there's a lot of people in Alabama, and I hope I'm wrong, that wouldn't vote for Tuberville strictly because he's, you know, an Auburn, former Auburn coach. I know an individual that said, I'll never vote for him, not as long as he's been a coach for Auburn.
That's so stupid.
But Tubby is my guy. I think, like I said, he didn't need the money. And he's not been in politics, and that's right up our president's alley. So that's my opinion. And I love this show. Y'all do such a great job. I listen every morning. I don't very seldom call in. But this is a great show, and I really have enjoyed today.
Well, thank you, Barbara. Y'all are making today easy for us. We don't have to do much talking at all. Just give y'all the floor.
Well, great idea. Great idea. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Barbara.
We need to hit bye, Barbara. We need to hit another break here, Jack.
Renee and Captain, y'all sit tight. We'll be back in a minute. And Alan.
We're getting all official here, Jack, like Mrs. Renee Power.
I didn't write that.
And then Captain John, he's the actual captain of an actual boat.
I know he is.
Wow. 272-9228. Let's see if we can beat those very official names with titles and everything. We don't usually get that. 272-9228.
We'll be back, guys.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We've provided the Dixie difference since 1908. When you choose Dixie, you receive a team dedicated to 100% satisfaction. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie.
15033.
Business Report.
The Dow crossed the 29,000 milestone early in the session after the Labor Department reported unemployment at a 3.5% rate in December, a 50-year low. All three major averages had been trading at records after yesterday's record closes. Investors had been watching the report for any signs of a slowing economy. They didn't see that. 145,000 new jobs were created, and also wage increases were modest, calming concerns about inflation. Eli Lilly shares are up 1%. It is buying a medical dermatology company, Dermira, and it's paying more than $1 billion. Jaguar Land Rover says its sales slumped 6% last year. It was dealing with weaker demand in China and was selling fewer diesel cars and SUVs in Europe. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem?
Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. They apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. I literally got $1 million in coverage for just $36 a month. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy. healthiq.com/easy.
David Little, Tucker Pecan's in the house. New Year's underway and a big sale going on right now down at Tucker.
This is that time of the year we all love when everything at Tucker Pecan is 50 to 75% off, with the exception of the pecans and candies. But, I mean, if you need jewelry, purses, jellies, jams, anything like that, or any kind of great gift, we have it at Tucker Pecan from 50 to 75% off. And there's still a lot of great items left in the store that you can come by and pick up. And you know what? Hey, everybody's always having a birthday or just a thank you, or maybe you forgot somebody. Well, you know what? We've got your gift at Tucker Pecan, and it is 50 to 75% off. You will not find that anywhere with the selection that we have at Tucker Pecan. Corksicles, all kinds of great corksicle items, all kinds of great gifts. Anything you can imagine, we have on sale at Tucker Pecan Company.
Tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. No severe weather today. That'll come tomorrow. Today, a high temperature up to about 73. Windy later on today and tonight. Wind gusting as high as 30, 35 miles per hour. Risk of a shower later on this afternoon and this evening and tonight, with the overnight low temperature down to about 64. Tomorrow, a significant severe weather risk, level 3 on a 5 scale, with widespread damaging wind gusts possible in some of the storms. Embedded tornadoes are possible. A few strong tornadoes can't be ruled out. For most of us, the primary threat hours begin around noon and continue through, let's say, early evening. Make sure you have our weather app on your phone or tablet now. It'll instantly alert you for a watch or warning for your area, plus a lot more, our interactive radar and live streaming. Tomorrow's high 76 from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
News and views from 9 to noon.
How you doing?
I'm doing.
You know, everybody wants to rule the world.
Oh, yeah. Did they mention the sword of Damocles in this song? Like, I mean, why does everybody want to rule the world? Sounds like a lot of work to me. I just like sitting on this humble radio perch.
And then you got the Thompson twins saying if they were king for just one day, they would give it all away.
The Thompson twins are triplets?
Well, there's three of them, and I don't know why the hell they call them Thompson twins.
Or maybe it's probably the twins throw us off. Like a backup musician.
Do you know any triplets?
No, not personally. I've heard tale of them.
I know
Anyway.
Yeah, I know some triplets.
272-9228. 272-9228. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Mrs. Renee Powers.
Well, thank you for the dignified introduction. I happen to be a Mrs. I don't know how they knew that.
Well, we took an educated guess or an uneducated guess.
I honorably carry that title for 44 years.
That's wonderful.
Do you love your husband?
I do.
Do you like him?
I like him. I hang out with him, and I'm just blessed that he's still alive with us at this age.
Well, you know, in that movie Shenandoah, Jimmy Stewart asked the guy that wanted to marry his daughter, said, do you like her? And he said, well, of course I love her. So I didn't ask that. I said, did you like her?
Well, I have to say a key to a long marriage is companionship, and liking is probably the first part of it. So I have to agree, liking and loving, they're pretty much key elements.
And who do you like and love in the Senate race?
I am supporting Bradley Byrne. I have known Bradley since he was serving in the state Senate as a suite mate with Senator Hank Irwin. And I have followed him since then. I am a retired educator and have just late in life kind of got involved a little more in politics and Republican politics. And I have been following him closely for, like I say, since about 2000. It concerns me that people will say that they are not interested in a politician. And I think that's very sad when someone like Bradley Byrne, who you would actually not consider a politician, but a public servant, who has dedicated his, you know, pretty much all of his professional life to serving Alabama. He had been on the State Board of Education and the State Senate, and then he went on to be chancellor of the junior colleges. And
does it concern you at all that Bradley served on the State Board of Education as a Democrat?
No, because we all know in Alabama there was an era where we had Democrat leadership. But I think we all know that that Democrat Party that we knew way back then is no longer the same Democrat today. Their principles and their foundation, it's all changed.
Well, I worry about anybody that was a Democrat after LBJ. Because if that didn't turn you away, you're not going to be turned away.
Well, I can't.
No, I know. Bradley's a good guy. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I can't tell you the defining moment for any of them. But I think a lot of them have begun to see that the party that they were affiliated would no longer represent their values, and they had to move on to the Republican Party. But no, I have no problem with that.
Because Richard Shelby was also, yeah.
Well, we have some significant leadership that thought, you know, differently at some point in their political careers. But let's don't get confused with people that have devoted their lives to serving Alabama. And my goodness, the things he has accomplished in his tenure. The thing that comes to mind for me, and it was an unpopular choice, but he took it, was to clean up the double dipping that we had in the state of Alabama, where we had leadership in the legislature that was collecting a salary there, and then also one in an administrative position. And he put an end to that practice at the request of Governor Riley. And, of course, he moved on and ran in the governor's race, and that was an unsuccessful thing because the powers of AEA were not thrilled with the cleaning up of the double dipping, and it didn't work to his advantage. But he went on to serve in Congress. He never gave up. He kept on wanting to serve Alabama. That's not a politician. That's a public servant. And I think it's just very discouraging when I hear folks want to slam the good ones with the bad ones. We have many good ones. Yes, we do have bad ones, too. And the other thing we need to consider, this is a very serious job, U.S. Senator. They govern our state and our country. And when you don't have qualifications or knowledge, how in the world are you going to be effective in Washington? You can't walk in there with good intentions.
Donald Trump did. He'd never been in public service.
Yes, but we don't make the parallel of Trump
with Senate.
Tuberville.
It's a much higher office than the U.S. Senate.
But Trump was an astute businessman. Tuberville was a football coach.
Well, some people think coaches are smart.
Well, I think he's had some financial dealings that have not always been very good, and I don't know if any of that will ever come out. But anyway, the thing is, there is no comparison between Trump and Tuberville. Trump was an astute businessman.
I'm not trying to compare him. I'm just saying your rationale of never had any experience, and neither had Trump. He never had any political experience, and he walked in, and people in Alabama happen to think he's the right man for the job.
And Jack, Renee, this is a good discussion, but we got a bunch of.
I know, Renee, I don't want to cut you off because I want to fight with you some more, but Joey's running a tight ship around this.
Indeed, don't fight today, okay? Right,
thanks a bunch, Renee.
Appreciate
it. Vote for Bradley Byrne.
Okay, appreciate it.
Let's go back to the phones. Talk to Captain Joe.
Captain, we're sorry you had to wait so long.
That's okay. I pulled the Harriet over for a minute going down the river. So
before you go into who you like, if as a captain of the Harriet, too, could you marry me to somebody?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yep. Good to know.
And it would definitely be legal while we're out on the river, so pick carefully.
Okay. Why don't you put a casino out there while you're at it?
That'd be great.
I'm thinking about it. I'm already talking to the new mayor about that. I've given him a few free rides, and he's thinking about it. I wanted to tell you this real quick regarding Senator Sessions, okay? He is very experienced. When I was a little boy, I was raised in Washington. Me and my daddy, we was in the wood-cutting business, and we'd deliver wood to the White House. So we'd take wood out behind the White House, and there's Sessions. He'd be over there chopping wood a lot. You know, he's friends with the president. One day, I bet President Lincoln that he could beat Sessions, and he did. He's old, man. But, you know,
took me a second.
the experience. I had to vote for Sessions.
Okay.
That's all I got, guys.
Appreciate it, Captain John.
Appreciate
all right,
it.
Bye.
I didn't know what the hell any of that meant.
Well, and they say I'm the most presidential president other than Honest Abe, especially with the hat. I'm not presidential there.
My God. 272-9228. 272-9228. Well, we actually need to hit a very quick break here. Y'all hold your positions on the phones. 272-9228. More news.
We will be right back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but two Infiniti QX50s in our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway. You can earn chances to win now. And be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have two chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to infinity and beyond.
Hi, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. First, on behalf of our entire team at AKD, I'd like to wish you all a Happy New Year. We trust you enjoyed your holidays and wish you a blessed and successful 2020. I'd also like to extend a sincere thank you to all of our customers for your patronage and loyalty over the past 33 years. Whether it's printing shirts for our Alabama and Auburn fans, or designing that perfect gift for your school or business, delivering custom decorated apparel and promotional products on time at a competitive price is what we do best. And we hope that you continue to give us that opportunity for years to come. You can find us in Montgomery at 277-8433, in Prattville at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com. And please remember, AKD is your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Folks, we got to do this quickly. We've got a full board of calls, still taking our poll on who you like in the Republican primary for U.S. Senate. So let's do it quickly, say who you like, a little bit why. Alan, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having my call. I'll be super brief. So in the primary, I support Roy Moore, so we can beat him in the general again.
Because you're a Democrat. I love that.
So we can beat him in the general again, exactly.
Are you going to actually vote in the Republican primary?
Nah, I'm not going to.
I didn't think you
that degree.
You couldn't
but
compromise.
I support him in the primary.
Oh, I know. Y'all beat him once before. You want to? You want to get
it
another?
Again. Yeah,
I know.
Go for round two. It's the only way we won that seat.
Love your calls, Alan. Really appreciate it, man.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan.
272-922. Russ.
How you doing?
Doing fantastic, guys. Love the show. I never call, but I listen to y'all all the time. I'm going with Tuberville for sure and Roll Tide Roll.
Thanks, Russ.
Appreciate it.
Why don't you start Bammers for Tommy?
Hey, I have on Facebook. Let me tell you this. Would somebody please get Tiffany Coleman off the radio? I wouldn't vote for him because we'll listen to her talk about him pulling weeds.
Well, we have a congressional candidate coming on in a few minutes who's for that seat, and maybe she'll shed some light on not only what she stands for, but you want to talk about your opponents at all? I don't think she will. She's new at this, you know.
Anyway,
you'll learn to hate them after a while. All right, well, thanks for the call, Russ.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
John, welcome to the show.
John.
Hi.
How you doing? Josh, okay.
Josh.
We have a deaf call screener. Go ahead.
All right. No, we're out of time. Let's go back to the phones. Talk to Tom.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
I'm doing great. The one distinction I'm voting for Bradley Byrne is because he's for term limits. He's serious about it. He knows the Convention of States organization and their people. And we don't need any more career politicians and politicians that drop the ball on President Trump. I mean, we need these people that are deep staters behind bars. And that's just my opinion. And somebody said, does Tuberville have an Alabama driver's license, or does he still have a Florida driver's license?
I don't know. I've never asked.